Tuesday, November the 9th, 10, 2 Kislev 5771. Day 3 before Shabbat, Parasha Vayetzei, and he departed. Genesis 30. When Rachel saw that she bore Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister. She said to Jacob, "Give me children, or else I will die." Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel, and he said, "Am I in Elohim's place, who has withheld from you the fruit of the womb?" She said, "Behold, my maid Bilhah. Go into her, that she may bear on my knees, and I also may obtain children by her." She gave him Bilhah her handmaid as wife, and Jacob went into her. Bilhah conceived, and bore Jacob a son. Rachel said, "Elohim has judged me, and has also heard my voice, and has given me a son." Therefore called she his name Dan. Bilhah, Rachel's handmaid, conceived again, and bore Jacob a second son. Rachel said, "With mighty wrestlings have I wrestled with my sister, and have prevailed." She named him Naphtali. When Leah saw that she had finished bearing, she took Zilpah, her handmaid, and gave her to Jacob as a wife. Zilpah, Leah's handmaid, bore Jacob a son. Leah said, "How fortunate." She named him Gad. Zilpah, Leah's handmaid, bore Jacob a second son. Leah said, "Happy am I, for the daughters will call me happy." She named him Asher. Reuben went in the days of wheat harvest, and found mandrakes in the field, and brought them to his mother, Leah. Then Rachel said to Leah, "Please give me some of your son's mandrakes." She said to her, "Is it a small matter that you have taken away my husband? Would you take away my son's mandrakes also?" Rachel said, "Therefore he will lie with you tonight for your son's mandrakes." Jacob came from the field in the evening, and Leah went out to meet him, and said, "You must come into me, for I have surely hired you with my son's mandrakes." He lay with her that night. Elohim listened to Leah, and she conceived, and bore Jacob a fifth son. Leah said, "Elohim has given me my hire, because I gave my handmaid to my husband." She named him Issachar. Leah conceived again, and bore a sixth son to Jacob. Leah said, "Elohim has endowed me with a good dowry. Now my husband will live with me, because I have borne him six sons." She named him Zebulun. Afterwards, she bore a daughter, and named her Dinah. Elohim remembered Rachel, and Elohim listened to her, and opened her womb. She conceived, bore a son, and said, "Elohim has taken away my reproach." She named him Joseph, saying, "May Yahweh add another son to me."
Jacob's wealth increases.
It happened, when Rachel had borne Joseph, that Jacob said to Laban, "Send me away, that I may go to my own place, and to my country. Give me my wives and my children for whom I have served you, and let me go, for you know my service with which I have served you." Laban said to him, "If now I have found favor in your eyes, stay here, for I have divined that Yahweh has blessed me for your sake." He said, "Appoint me your wages, and I will give it." He said to him, "You know how I have served you, and how your livestock have fared with me. For it was little which you had before I came, and it has increased to a multitude. Yahweh has blessed you wherever I turned. Now when will I provide for my own house also?" He said, "What shall I give you?" Jacob said, "You shall not give me anything. If you will do this thing for me, I will again feed your flock and keep it. I will pass through all your flock today, removing from there every speckled and spotted one, and every black one among the sheep, and the spotted and speckled among the goats. This will be my hire. So my righteousness will answer for me hereafter, when you come concerning my hire that is before you. Everyone that is not speckled and spotted among the goats, and black among the sheep, that might be with me, will be counted stolen." Laban said, "Behold, let it be according to your word." That day, he removed the male goats that were streaked and spotted, and all the female goats that were speckled and spotted, every one that had white in it, and all the black ones among the sheep, and gave them into the hand of his sons. He set 3 days' journey between himself and Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flocks. Jacob took to himself rods of fresh poplar, almond, plane tree, peeled white streaks in them, and made the white appear which was in the rods. He set the rods which he had peeled opposite the flocks in the gutters in the watering troughs where the flocks came to drink. They conceived when they came to drink. The flocks conceive before the rods, and the flocks produce streaked, speckled, and spotted. Jacob separated the lambs, and set the faces of the flocks toward the streaked and all the black in the flock of Laban, and he put his own robes apart, and didn't put them into Laban's flock. It happened, whenever the stronger of the flock conceived, that Jacob laid the rods before the eyes of the flock in the gutters, that they might conceive among the rods, but when the flock were feeble, he didn't put them in. So the feebler were Laban's, and the stronger Jacob's. The man increased exceedingly, and had large flocks, female servants and male servants, and camels and donkeys. John 2.
Water turned to wine.
The third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. Yeshua's mother was there. Yeshua also was invited, with his disciples, to the marriage. When the wine ran out, Yeshua's mother said to him, "They have no wine." Yeshua said to her, "Woman, what does that have to do with you and me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." Now there were 6 water pots of stone set there after the Jews' way of purifying, containing 2 or 3 metrates apiece. Yeshua said to them, "Fill the water pots with water." They filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out, and take it to the ruler of the feast." So they took it. When the ruler of the feast tasted the water now become wine, and didn't know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew, the ruler of the feast called the bridegroom, and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and when the guests have drunk freely, then that which is worse. You have kept the good wine until now." This beginning of his signs Yeshua did in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum, he, and his mother, his brothers, and his disciples, and they stayed there a few days.
Yeshua cleanses the temple.
The Passover in Judea was at hand, and Yeshua went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, and the changers of money sitting. He made a whip of cords, and threw all out of the temple, both the sheep and the oxen, and he poured out the changers' money, and overthrew their tables. To those who sold the doves, he said, "Take these things out of here. Don't make my father's house a marketplace." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will eat me up." The Judeans therefore answered him, "What sign do you show us, seeing that you do these things?" Yeshua answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Judeans therefore said, "It took 46 years to build this temple. Will you raise it up in 3 days?" But he spoke of the temple of his body. When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he said this, and they believed the scripture, and the word which Yeshua had said.
The discerner of hearts.
Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, during the feast, many believed in his name, observing his signs which he did. But Yeshua didn't trust himself to them, because he knew everyone, and because he didn't need for anyone to testify concerning man, for he himself knew it was in man. End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise YAH. HNV version, in the public domain.